Timex time on Radio North Sea International is 1 o'clock. RNI News and weather at 1 o'clock. Good morning, this is Graham Gill reporting. Britain. In London, a spokesman for the British Aircraft Corporation, which makes the Concorde supersonic airliner, said today, following yesterday's crash of a Soviet Tupolev 144 airliner at the Paris Air Show, that there was absolutely no evidence to give us concern about the future safety of Concorde. He said Concorde is the most tested airliner in history and has proved unique in its reliability and test program so far. The Cod War. Iceland is to get two new gunboats from Eastern Europe, one in the next 3 months and the other before the end of the year. It's not been disclosed from which country they will come, but Iceland's foreign ministry recently visited Poland and the fisheries minister has had talks with the Soviet Union. The Callgirls Affair. The press council is to look into allegations of unethical conduct against the News of the World and the Sunday People. France. Several leading French newspapers have called for an official statement about the health of President Pompidou. One paper talks about alarmist rumors and another about the obstinate silence from the presidential palace. But a leading French industrialist who had an hour meeting with the president said afterwards that he was in a remarkable intellectual and physical condition. Space news. And the Skylab astronauts are awaiting word as to whether to go ahead with the difficult and somewhat risky spacewalk to repair the Skylab's damaged solar panel, which supplies power to the space station. The United States. In Washington today, special Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox asked for a 3-month postponement of the public U.S. hearings, now scheduled to continue tomorrow. Speaking at a press conference, Cox said that the televised hearings could damage his own investigations and that the publicity could jeopardize the prosecution of those responsible in the scandal. The International Monetary Exchange. The dollar has dropped to an all-time low on the international money markets, reflecting loss of confidence in the Nixon government's ability to handle the nation's economy. The political instability created by the Watergate affair is regarded as another factor. Northern Ireland. The Provisional IRA in Belfast have said that prison officers would be considered legitimate targets from now on unless all forms of brutality in prisons were stopped. The ministry stated that the IRA must be desperate for publicity to seize on any instance for yet another callous threat. Britain. Another motorist insurance group is to raise its premiums. The group, the Norwich Union, is to raise all premiums by 7 to 10% and even higher for those drivers with higher accident rates. On the RNI weather front, the rest of the night will be generally clear and dry with temperatures of around 8 degrees. Later in the day, sunny periods are expected and it will be rather warm with temperatures of around 18 degrees centigrade. Winds will be light and westerly. MEBO 2 temperature at news time is 9 degrees centigrade. And that's RNI News and Weather together. Next news in 1 hour's time.
Say you didn't do the Graham Gill Show!
But turn on the super sound!
that's no more Mr. Nice Guy and Alice Cooper. 23 this week on the RNI charts for you. Hope you liked it. It's 6.5 minutes after 1 o'clock, and this is Graham Gill with you. Right through until 3 o'clock this morning on RNI. I was very pleased and elated to get another nice card from Carl Plunkt of Bochum in Langendreer. Westerberg Strasse 15 in Germany. And I know that Carl is a regular listener to our program. At least he has been since I've been here, so I suppose he's been listening for quite a long time. Anyway, he says, "Dear Graham, thanks for your remarks on the night that you said you liked Bochum. Bochum is 652 years old. My word, that's a long time, isn't it, eh? 365,000 inhabitants. I always get a nice card from Bochum when Carl usually sends off his post, and this is another one of the main city area. Thank you very much for that, Carl. And you go on here to say that, is it possible to send my wife a picture of yours? She likes you from the TV out sending. The old boy is to be seen on the other side of the card walking through the town. Yes, I can see you down there with your baseball bat, Carl, and your hat off to have a game. Well, we'll see what we can do about that, Carl. Get something off for your lovely wife. And matter of fact, a lot of people have written in for photographs. And I was talking to Brian a couple of days ago. Well, matter of fact, we discussed this thing about 2 weeks ago. We haven't had much of a chance to do anything about it. And, of course, not only me, but a lot of listeners write in photographs of the other DJs like Mike, Donald, and Don, and Brian, of course. And so we decided to get some made. And what we intend to do is get some photo stickers made, you know, sort of round thing about as big as a record label. And we thought these would be rather nice, possibly in color if it's possible, because then you can sort of stick them anywhere. You can stick them up on your bedroom wall if you like, or you can, if you drive a Brumfiets or a car, you can stick them on the car, or you can put them on your school bag or your Carlem coffer if you're listening in Amsterdam or anywhere in Holland where Carlem coffers are very popular. And it's a good idea. Over here in Holland, they're very popular to have things like that. So we're going to do that, and just as soon as they're ready, Carl, I'll certainly do my utmost to get one in first post off to you and your lovely wife. Okay, back we go to music right now, and a rather nice song. This is Bright Winter and The River Song.